Hey, it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening to
Girl Talk.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my God, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. Still British. It's January. Yay! Happy New Year. It's Ju.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy
How
New
we
Year.
Doing?
Happy New Year. This is so funny.
I know.
Guys, yeah. Just to give you like a perspective, like Ju and Sophie's cams are on and mine is like completely shut down. Like it's off.
Yeah.
So it's so strange like them talking to like
Wi-Fi
a black screen.
Right now.
So this is what the teachers feel like. Yes, I'd like to thank PLDT for this wonderful service.
No.
It's so bad, guys.
Yeah, so this is so funny. We see so laggy on our end, but it's okay. We will trudge through for the content. Well, for the content. So we're back on Zoom right now because life isn't going our way. But yeah,
it really isn't. Yeah, it really isn't.
But yeah, we don't really have any plans for tonight's episode because everything has been so busy, even though it's just been the first 2 weeks of January. So that's pretty crazy, but it's been a good time. What have you guys been up to for the past 2 weeks?
I want to ask Lucy, just so we get her choppy out of the way. Wait,
thanks,
Lucy,
ha.
Are you still there? Oh, there. Oh, she's alive.
Of course I am. Ano ba? Well, right now, I'm enjoying sem break. Yes, I am on sem break.
Yes.
But honestly, because guys, I like, first week of Jan was like finals week for me, so I was studying. I didn't study during the Christmas break. I know, I'm so bad. I had like an accounting and econ exam back to back, Saturday, Sunday. So like that whole week, I was actually studying for accounting, and it was only the night before my econ exam that I studied, and I've never done that. Like, I usually study a whole week for econ, and I only did it in one night, which is super bad. And I really wanted to pass this one so I could get exempted from finals. So, yeah. And then after that, that whole week after, it's like, oh my God.
It's okay. Go on, girl. Everyone can hear you but us right
Oh my
now.
God! It's you legit like paused. Oh my God, this is so bad, the service.
No, go ahead. Like, we can understand via context clue.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, okay, so it's bad. Go on, Lucy.
Am I lagging? Am I that bad?
Hello?
Oh my God, I feel sorry for Ju, who's gonna be editing things later. She's like... Okay, so yeah, just like that week after my exams, I did nothing. It was kind of like... It was like so weird. It was like a gray zone area, so like, yeah, but now I'm at sem break, yes, finally, so enjoying the perks. Good night.
Oh my God!
Wait, context,
oh my
Lucy
God.
Just left.
Yeah,
Lucy just
it's
left.
Gone, she's gone. She's gone.
Okay.
Anyways,
well,
we've gone through this before.
Yes, at least our listeners will know what's going on with Lucy's life. We don't know. We're going to have to listen to this again. Well,
this is so funny. Happy New Year talaga. Oh,
she's back.
This is so funny.
This is like the worst. Oh my God, this is gonna be such a bad episode, guys!
No!
This is
funny. This is gold.
It's okay. So, we feel your frustration.
My cheeks are so red.
We did pick up, however, that... we picked up that it's been a frustrating time for you because you had to study for exams over the break. And you are still on break. I mean, you're on break again, so congrats, you're on break.
Yes. And the story.
End of story. Nice. Okay.
Okay.
So Lucy,
what are you doing to pass the time during your semestral break? Wala pa, we're staying with
you. License!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Probably like half a year in the making, guys. Like, I'm just trying to like get everything done before, you know, the school year, the sem starts again. Like, all, you know, growing up stuff. Update my SIM card. Wow. Driver's license. Basta all that jazz. Yeah. Gotta get all that sorted.
Oh my gosh. It's not choppy anymore. I think we're past it.
Nah, you guys are choppy on my end. Soon. Let's not jinx it.
Let's not. Okay. Ju, how was your break?
Had a good break. Rested, and I started my internship right when the year began, so I've been doing that, and it's been fun. I know, right? It's been fun. I'm learning a lot. It's so exhausting because I feel like this is the first internship I've ever had that like they're actually making me do a lot of legit work, quote unquote. Like, this is my third internship ever. But for the first time, parang they're really giving me work every day. But not like an unreasonable amount, you know. Like, it's still intern work. Like, I'm still supporting them. But I think they're preparing me for higher. Kasi the opening talaga was for full-time after I graduate. But I was like, what if I intern in the second semester? And they're like, oh, we can do that. So here I am. It's been fun, but the funny part was, on my first week of my internship, they just, okay, because for the listeners, it's a public relations internship, and this is a public relations agency, so they really handle a lot of accounts, and on my first week, I was so chill, they were just onboarding me for my accounts, so I didn't do anything on the first week, basically. And then, at the end of that week, there was a company outing because it was the 36th anniversary of the company. So, I was invited, and I went. And they were all making fun of me because they were like, uy, wala ka pang ginagawa. And I'm like, I know, but that's not my fault. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't deserve to be here. Because it was so nice. It was like in Pinto Museum, and like, we got to look around the museum, and they fed us, and it was so nice and so intimate. And I feel like I did not deserve to be there. But then, at the same time, in retrospect, when I got to work the week after, I was like, good thing I went, because if I didn't go, I would have been really scared of everyone going into work. Because it's work from home, so we're all just messaging and emailing and on call. So I would have been scared of them. But then, buti na lang I got to know them a little bit before I got into work. And then I started school. So everything just like happened at the same time, and I'm so tired. But it's fun. I'm having a good time. Yay.
I'm so happy for you. So the thing was like a team, like for you, it was a team building thing. Just to get to know everyone.
Kinda. Yeah, it was just vibes, honestly. And the fun thing is that, like, a lot of them are around my age, which is, like, the first time that's happened. Yeah, like, it's a small company, and a lot of the comm execs, which is the entry-level job, they're, like, mid-early 20s. So, around my age. And in my past internships, they were all older, and I couldn't relate to them. But now I have people to relate to, and that's so nice. So I hope this lasts long, you know. Enjoying my time here. Learning a lot already. Yes.
That's good. Yeah. It's hard to feel like you belong in a company within the first week.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's always the hardest.
Exactly. I feel at home with the comm girlies. What about you? What have you been doing?
Honestly, nothing.
That's great.
For the most part. No, actually, okay, that's a lie. I feel like I've been doing nothing, but I also feel like I'm doing so much stuff outside of the regular. Like, okay, first of all, I got my wisdom tooth. I got one of them removed. So that was like 1 week downtime. And then right after that, well, kind of overlapping that, like, I had some sort of like family problems or like someone was in the hospital. So I was attending to that. And then I also got, I don't know if it was like a stomach flu or like a virus, but I was feeling nauseous for a while. So that was a lot of downtime also. And now I'm on my period. So I don't know if I got like the stomach flu or if it was just whatever weird variation of PMS. Because I really felt like throwing up like every single day. So it was a weird time. And also at the same time, I was also kind of working. So I don't know, like, it's sort of like a freelance job because, long story short, like, I'm not really part of any department in my org. I'm sort of just, like, floating because senioritis, you know, like, I don't want to hassle myself. But then a department sort of tapped me to do work for a client. So I'm doing social media work for that client, but not really as part of that department. So that's why I call it freelancing. So I'm kind of like working for them, and it's like fun. I'm producing like food content, which is what I did in my previous internship. So I don't know. It's
Are
a kind of
paid?
It's a weird place. Yes, I'm getting paid.
Good.
So it's not really org work. That's why I think it's like more freelance because it's really like paid work.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then besides that, I'm also doing like work on the side also to help people learn how to use Canva, and I'm also getting paid to do that. So just like, I guess, girl bossing, but on my own terms. That's what I like
That's
to
right.
call it.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah, but also with regards to school, I can't believe I forgot about school. But I literally, like, last week was the first week of school, right?
Yeah.
I only had 1 day of class.
Fun.
Like, I barely went to class last week. Everyone had, like, their first last day moment or whatever. I barely had class. So, I don't know. Like, everything's been chill, which I think is good for my health. But this year has been off to a rough start for me. Yeah. That's all.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to mention, I greeted the year with 2 COVID patients in our house. Wow!
No!
Oh wait, I told you guys!
Yes!
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 I'm telling the listeners. There were 2 COVID, like, saktong January 1, they tested positive. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Spent the first week at home. And then after that, everything happened. So, that's wow.
Wait, so you spent the New Year's Eve also at home?
Yeah, because we typically do naman eh. Like, we just have a nice dinner at home. But then,
okay.
But then the COVID came from our Christmas gathering with my extended family. I'm sure, because other people got COVID there. Yeah.
Blame the relatives.
Yeah. There were like 3 other people who got COVID, so I'm pretty sure that's where it came from. But it's okay, everyone's all good, everyone's all great. Just had to get through that first week, rough start, but we're doing good now. I think it was Mercury retrograde at the time.
It was?
I think so.
There was a recent? Oh.
Yeah, it was until like last week, Jan 17 or something.
Oh,
so
that explains
so much. Yeah, yes, right.
It does.
Right.
Wow, I didn't know that.
When I got COVID last year, it was also during Mercury retrograde. So I just want to blame Mercury retrograde for everything that went wrong. Yeah. Okay. Lucy, are you still with us? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just listening, honestly.
Okay, good. Just checking
up on you. I feel like we're like teachers.
Yeah.
Are you still with us?
Are you still
here?
Yes, po.
Yes, but audible.
It's... Oh, am I audible, po?
Yes, po.
Can you see me, po? I'm so sorry. I'll turn on my camera, po.
An accurate representation of Zoom University. Better yet,
yeah.
That's what's been up in life. Yeah.
Gosh, we did not really think about this episode. We just wanted to like catch up and for you guys to listen.
Yes, because the last time we saw each other was like end of December. So it's been a couple of weeks, almost a month since we've last seen each other. So yeah, this is what this episode is for, despite the technical difficulties on Lucy's end. But we hope you enjoy.
Don't blame me. Blame PLDT.
Yes, we blame PLDT. Yes. Yeah,
I think we're good with like slow starts. Yeah, let's just start off the year very slow and gradually build up.
Yeah.
It's only been also, like, we can't really do anything about it. Like, Lucy's kind of... she's gone. Like, she's not really here, but she's here.
We feel your presence.
And it feels different. Yeah, it feels different without our lessons with Lucy.
Yeah.
So...
Lessons with Lucy. Yeah. It's only been, like, 16 minutes.
Yeah, so how about you guys? How was your new year?
Tell us on Instagram, joke lang.
Yes. Wow, interactive na. Okay.
Yeah.
Lucy, I know you're choppy, but if you can hear us, do you have any last words for our listeners and followers? Nope.
She doesn't. Last words. Okay. Parang ako mamamatay. Last words.
I'm gonna have such a fun time editing this. Wow.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. This is gonna be fun.
You should honestly.
I think due to technical difficulties, we should end here. We promise.
No, I was saying you should edit it like Kaleidoscope.
But yeah, just wanted to have a quick catch up with y'all. So mema, but yes, circumstances have gotten in our way. If you like what you listen to, follow us on Instagram at Girl Talk Unsupervised. She's gone.
She's gone after doing the outro. Okay.
And follow me.
I'll do her outro.
Yes, okay. Outro. Follow me also at Jumarch _.
You can follow Lucy on Instagram at Lucia Lazares and myself, Sophie, on Instagram at Sophie _Concha and YouTube, just search Sophie Concha. So, from the three of us, Happy New Year. And Lucy's back.
Lucy, do you want to say goodbye? New
Year and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mood, let's set 2023 that way.
Yes. Goodbye. Okay. Goodbye, everyone.